Company! Attention!
Thank you, Lieutenant Cather. Men of the 36th Ulster Division, it is with enormous pride that I find myself before you this day, having just received our orders. As we wait in this marshy valley of the River Ancre, at 0728 hours this morning, a mine will explode beneath the German line, and our assault will commence immediately. The 32nd Division, including the Grimsby Chums, will be on our right flank and will take the fortress village of Thiepval, while on our left flank, the 29th Division, including the Newfoundlanders, will aid us as we cross the ridge and take the German second line at Groncourt. Between us and our goal, we will encounter the German front line and the intermediate line, including the Schwaben Redoubt. It is imperative that we nullify the machine gunners if we are to achieve our objectives this morning.
No surrender!
No surrender!
Men, today being the first day of July and the anniversary of the Battle of the Boyne, you may seek inspiration from the past if needed. We have our orders, and I will lead you into battle today wearing the orange sash given to me by my father when I joined the Ulster Volunteers last year. On that day, he told me not to disgrace it, or the good people of Ulster, but to wear it always with pride. And with his words ringing in my ears, I will leave this trench and advance as quickly as I can to attack the enemy and take out those machine gunners. I ask you, before God, to follow me. For all the brave Ulstermen who have already given up their lives fighting this terrible foe, follow me for Ulster! Follow me for the King, for the Empire, and for God Almighty, who shall surely protect his sons this day!
Amen.
No surrender! No surrender!
No surrender!
Listen, men! You can all put your sashes on if you wish! And for those of you who don't have sashes, you can get some orange ribbon from Private Quigg.
Fill the bottle near the top with petrol soda.
Have you got a hanky-dinger?
You don't need a hanky. Just tear a bit off this sheet and stick it in the bottleneck. Make sure it's touching the petrol and talking him properly, or it'll fall out of the bottle once you throw it.
I know that dinger, but I wanted to hide my face with a hanky.
Where's your balaclava?
I don't have a balaclava. Have you got a hanky or not?
No, I don't. I don't carry a wee hanky around tucked up my sleeve in case I get a runny nose.
My ma doesn't make me do that anymore.
Just put your hood up and wrap your scarf around the bottom of your face. Nobody will be able to recognize you.
Is that what you're going to do?
No. I have a balaclava. Right. Go on, light the first two. Let's go.
I don't have a lighter.
What?
Remember them young girls came up and asked us for a light? One of them had really big tits and was all like, "Here, big lad, have you got a lighter?" Remember her?
Yes, I remember them.
She's got the lighter.
Go back and get it, for fuck's sake, Soda.
Can we not just ask somebody for the end of a letter?
You want me to run out there with a petrol bomb in my hand and ask somebody to light it for me?
Somebody out there is bound to have a letter.
There's millions of peelers out there. There's also fucking TV cameras and everything out there.
Doesn't your granny live in one of them wee pensioners' bungalows? We could ask her for a light and we could use the toilet at the same time, because I'm really busting.
The police are protecting them, you idiot.
Why do they need protected? Sure, they're on our side.
Not all of them.
Why, what ones aren't on our side?
The ones with the tricolours flying from the windies.
What? I never saw any. Oh, I see what you did.
Rafe, come on. She lives around the corner here. Number 9.
Tensions are growing in Belfast tonight as the standoff over a contentious Orange Order parade enters its second night. Many local residents fear riots may start if a resolution isn't found.
Granny!
What?
It's only me!
What?
It's Eric!
Oh! Hold your horses, I'm coming!
Can we use your bog? I mean, toilet, Mrs. Bell.
Do you know what time it is?
Sorry, Granny. My friend has a very weak bladder. You remember soda, don't you?
How could anybody forget him? Come on in. The toilet is in there.
Thanks.
Oh. Close the door, Muppet.
Oh, I'm peeing.
Does your mother know where you are at this time of the night?
I know. She's not speaking to me at the minute.
Look, come on into the living room and wait on your wee friend.
Thanks. As soon as he's done, we'll be out of your hair.
Why is your mother fail out for you?
She doesn't like me protesting.
She should know better. You come from a very long line of young men who ignore their mothers. Do you know who that is on the wall?
The old black and white photograph?
That's my grandmother's uncle.
So he would be my great-great-great-grandmother's...
Ah, don't hurt your brain, son. He fought in World War I against the wishes of his own mother.
That's me. Thanks, Mrs. Did you ask her for a light?
No.
I don't allow smoking in my house.
Who said it was for smoking?
Will you shut up for 2 seconds? I just found out my great... One of my relatives was in the army.
He was a captain.
Handsome man, Mrs. Bell. Was he your husband?
How old do you think I am, son?
You're an agent.
We have to get going here, Dinger.
He was awarded the Victoria Cross for his bravery. That's the most prestigious medal you can get for an act of bravery in face of the enemy.
That's amazing.
Seriously, Dinger, we have to go.
I better get him out of here for you. Sure, we've annoyed you enough for one night.
Look, you don't have to go back out there, you know.
If we don't get back out there, people will think we're chickens.
If I come back tomorrow, you tell me some more.
I like cream buns with tea.
We still didn't get a fucking light. Ow!
Don't swear in my granny's house.
There's a lighter in the kitchen on top of the cooker.
I'll get it.
Sick. Have the police been here?
No. Why?
To protect you.
What? Why would we need protection?
In case the Teagues start ratting, you know what they're like.
Right, that's us. Don't worry, Granny. Any trouble starts, we make sure nobody gets near your wee bungalow.
That's nice, love.
See you later.
Thanks, Mrs.
Yourself together. We have done the impossible. We've taken this trench from the Germans. We made it despite the fact that the very men who asked us to do it believed they were sending us to our deaths.
I believed it.
Are we dead yet? No, we are not. We took out the machine gun.
You did. We crawled on our bellies. At one point, I froze in the muck and I pulled a dead man's body into my side and I...
That's enough, Lieutenant. These young men, look at them. These young, innocent, brave men are counting on us. I'm counting on you to set an example for them.
You stood up in the middle of bloody no man's land. You stood up and shot that bloody bastard dead. Bloody German bastard who was happily mowing down dozens of our men. You stood up and shot him in the face. I watched you, God help me, curled up, hiding behind dead men's corpses. I watched you trembling in my own fear.
I did it because it had to be done.
You could have been killed. You should have been killed. I saw you, Eric, stand there and take aim for what seemed like an eternity.
I'm sorry, Eric. I mean, Captain.
It was a second. In reality, Lieutenant. A second. That's all it was. I couldn't afford to miss. Had I done, we would probably all be dead.
He would have shot you and then just went on shooting all of us until we were none.
Please, Jeffrey. Get yourself together. You are one of the bravest men I have ever met.
How can you say that after what I've just admitted to you?
I can say it because I believe it to be true. I have seen you do extraordinary things, Jeffrey.
You have not.
Why did the general promote you?
I'm slightly older than the others.
Nonsense! He saw in you what I saw, what I've always known to be true. You are a man who has incredible wells of courage. You crawled on your belly beside me. You cut through barbed wire while bullets shot by you. And you helped me lead all the men who survived here. Dip into those wells of courage now, my friend. And help me convince these young men that we did not come all this way to die.
I can't do it. I can't go back out there. And I certainly cannot ask anyone else to do it.
Your woman Joanne's a real headbanger, isn't she, Dinger?
There's nothing wrong with her.
There's a whole bunch of stuff wrong with her, actually.
Like what? She turned you down when you asked her out.
I never asked her out. Who said it did? Did she say I did? Because if she said that, then she's a liar. And that's another thing that's wrong with her.
Give her a rest, will ye?
Here's a true big warrant asked you to join the Ufers.
What's it matter to you?
It matters a great deal, actually, to me. Like, if you're in, am I in? You know? Do you get to pick who comes in with you or what?
Dinger! Dinger, wait for me!
For fuck's sake, that's all we need. Do you want me to get rid of her?
No. I want you to head on. I'll see you tomorrow.
What?
Oh, fucking hell, is ridiculous, so it is.
You should stop smoking, wee girl.
Yeah, and after that, you should just fuck off.
Soda, I told you to head on.
I don't fucking believe it.
Don't make a thing out of it.
What happened to bros over hoes?
It got replaced with slags over fags.
You just call yourself a slag?
If he wasn't here, I would slap a fuck out of you, wee girl.
Soda!
All right, I'll see you tomorrow, Dinger. I'll call around about 3 as soon as I'm up.
I don't know how you put up with him. He holds you back, you know.
Do you run all the way up that hill to talk about Soda?
No, I'm just saying. I hear my daddy and my uncles talking all the time.
I'm sure they'll be glad to know you're listening.
I hear them talking about you.
Oh, yeah? What way to talk about me?
Do you want to come into my house for a cup of tea and I'll tell you everything I know?
This time of night? Do you not think I would make your daddy and your uncles talk about me in a very bad way?
They really like you. So I think they'd be really happy if you came in for a cup of tea. They've never liked anybody I brought home before.
Bring a lot of men home, do you?
Boys. I've only ever brought a couple of boys home.
Maybe some other time.
Do you want to go somewhere else?
There is nowhere to go at this time of night.
Well, do you want to go somewhere, you know, with me?
Look, Joanne, I like you, all right? I don't like the way you're always fighting with Soda, but I do like you. You're a good-looking girl.
Woman.
You're a good-looking woman. And yes, I would like to go somewhere with you. Not now, but sometime.
When?
A normal time. Like a Friday night or something like
this
that.
This Friday?
If I say yes, this Friday, will you leave me alone?
Where do you want to go this Friday?
A club.
But I always go there.
I'll be handy for you then.
Well, what about going somewhere else, like?
Look, I ain't going to a club on Friday night. Do you want to go with me?
With you.
With me?
Are you going to call for me and all, like?
Sure, I'll just see you in there.
Where are you going now?
I live here.
Are you just going to go and leave me here?
My mum and dad are in bed. I don't want to wake them.
Well, what about a kiss goodbye?
Good night.
My uncles and my daddy think you're going to go far. They think you're a leader. They asked you to join tonight, didn't they?
Keep your voice down.
I knew it. I wrote a song for you. Do you want to hear it?
Maybe on Friday.
It's like a rap. I can whisper it so I don't wake anybody up.
If I listen to it, will you go straight home?
Mm-hmm. I know a lad who makes me glad to be a girl from the Shankle. He's tall and brave, knows how to behave when he's with a girl from the Shankle. His shoulders are wide and his eyes are blue. I want him by my side and you would too if you knew this lad and what he was gonna do. My Dinger's heart beats true blue. My Dinger's heart beats true blue. My Dinger's heart beats true blue.
Far ahead, where the blue shadows fall, I shall come to contentment and rest, and the toils of the day will be all charmed away in my little grey home in the west.
Captain, there's news.
What is it?
We're the only ones to make it this far.
Where is everyone else?
Defeated. retreating or dead?
Give me the specifics, Jeffrey.
Sorry, sir. Yes, sir. After the Lochnagar mine detonated 2 minutes before 0 hour, the Grimms Beachums rushed to occupy the crater, but were stranded there and came under fire from both German and British guns, sir. They have 502 men dead. Only one officer made it to the German trenches, Second Lieutenant Hendon, sir. He has 5 men with him.
What of the 29th and the Newfoundlanders?
They suffered a similar fate, sir. Of the 801 men who began the assault today, only 68 have been accounted for, sir.
Reinforcements will come.
Sir, we have no flanking divisions. We're being attacked from the German front up ahead and here on both sides.
Then we can't stay here, can we?
No, we certainly can't. Shall I prepare the men to retreat, sir?
No. We're going to have to attack the German second line.
Are you mad?
We go or we die here.
Give the order to retreat, sir.
No. Billy!
Yes, sir.
Why have you stopped singing, son?
There are hands that will welcome me in. There are lips I am burning to kiss.
There are two eyes that shine just because they are mine, and a thousand things other.
Bring 2 cream buns, Eric. You on a diet?
No. Why, did you want more?
Ah, heavens no. 2's my limit, but I thought you might have wanted one.
You always like this.
I don't get many visitors. When you get to my age, the world tends to forget you.
Well, I brought the buns, so spill the beans on my great... the man in the old black and white photograph.
And where would you like me to start?
Near the beginning would be nice. I hate stories that jump around.
Are you always like this?
Sorry.
You're named after him, you know.
I did not know that.
In 1913, Eric Bell joined the Ulster Volunteers to protest against Home Rule. Back then, Ireland belonged to the United Kingdom, you see. All of Ireland did.
You say Ulster Volunteers. You're talking about the UVA.
They had over 100,000 members back then, and Eric was involved in things like gun running, that's bringing guns into Ulster. Believe it or not, from Germany, of all places.
Did they not have their own guns or what?
And in April 1914, your namesake was part of a group of men who smuggled 25,000 rifles into Ulster. It was a show of force and it worked. But what most people don't know is that later that year, World War I broke out and most of the Ulster Volunteers enlisted in the army to go and fight the Germans. Eric was one of them.
So they left Ulster undefended?
They had a deal with the government that not just Ulster, but the whole of Ireland would remain part of the United Kingdom while they were away.
How do you know all this?
I learned to read at school. But here's the thing. Eric volunteered to go to war. He wasn't in the army at the time when war broke out. He wasn't a professional soldier. He didn't have any training. But that didn't stop him from winning the Victoria Cross.
Why has nobody ever told me this before?
Maybe your parents don't want you to follow in his footsteps. Or maybe they don't just believe he's really related to us. Who knows? But the thing is, Eric Bell didn't just risk his life in the war. He risked his bloodline because he wasn't married and he didn't have children.
What's this?
Oh, here. That's a wee clipping my granny gave me and I kept it all these years.
For most conspicuous bravery. Eric Bell was in command of a trench mortar battery and advanced with the infantry in the attack. When our front line was hung up by
enfilading machine gun fire.
Sorry. Captain Bell crept forward and shot the machine gunner. Later, on no less than 3 occasions, when our bombing parties, which were clearing the enemy's trenches, were unable to advance, he went forward alone and threw trench mortar bombs among the enemy. Wow.
Oh, keep reading.
When he had no more bombs available, he stood on the parapet under intense fire and used a rifle with great coolness and effect on the enemy advancing the counterattack. That's incredible. He sounds awesome.
Finish it.
Finally, he was killed. Oh, shit. Sorry?
Oh, keep reading. It's important.
He was killed rallying and reorganising infantry parties which had lost their officers. All this was outside the scope of his normal duties with his battery. He gave his life in his supreme devotion to duty. Can I come back again tomorrow?
Bring more buns.
This is me. Leave a message at the pit unless you're looking for money, in which case you can just fuck off.
Soda, get you up out of your bed, you lazy fucker, you. Get your dad's car and meet me outside the guards in an hour's time. You're going to be late. We sleep in, and don't bother fucking turning up at all, or any other time.
Dinger? What are you doing up so early?
Somewhere I need to be. I'm going to get a quick sandwich in here and eat it on the way. Any figs?
Yeah. Do you want me to get you 20 in case you run out?
You sure?
Of course I'm sure. Here, smoke one now and I'll go and get you your sandwich. What kind do you want?
Cheapest one.
Forget about that. I'll get you the best one.
It's early, but I need you to do me a favour, mate.
No problem. What is it?
I just left you a message. I need you to get up and get your dad's car for the day.
Going somewhere, are we?
I've got a meeting, and then after it, I'll probably need a lift. So wait outside the garage in about an hour.
How long will it be?
As long as it takes.
Okay, no problem. Hey, what if I can't get my dad's car?
Just fucking do it, Soda.
Okay.
One more thing. If Joanne turns up, let her wait with you.
What the fuck?
And be nice.
Captain, I've done a head count, and we are missing a lot of men. I would like permission to organize a search party for survivors or wounded.
The men are tired and hungry. I need them fed and rested before we begin the advance.
Then I need permission to go alone.
I can't give that permission.
With respect, sir, I have followed you this far without question, but my best friend is out there.
He's probably dead, Geoffrey.
If he is dead, then I'll find him. Say a prayer for him and come back and help you advance. But if he isn't, I need to know.
I can't let you go.
Sir, you asked me to convince these young men to advance with you, and I did it. Allow me to show them I meant what I said, and I can do it myself.
I know what I'm doing.
You might know what you're doing, but nobody else does.
If I'm scaring you, wee girl, you've only to say so.
You're not scaring me. I just want you to stop the car. Stop the car! For 1 minute, just... I want to talk to you.
Okay, you bore.
Listen to me, Soda. Today is a really big deal for Dinger.
I know that.
So, why don't we just call a truce with each other for his sake?
What are you talking about?
I know you don't like me. And I've never been your biggest fan. But, look, what do you say we just cool it until some other time that's maybe not so important?
Well, if it's so important and you don't want to fuck it up for Dinger, then why are you here in the first place?
Dinger asked me to be here.
I find that hard to believe.
Well, it's true, so deal with it.
He's here now anyway, so don't be starting anything.
Open the door.
Will I jump in the back?
Obviously. Or go home, or whatever.
How did it go, Dinger?
Brilliant. Jump in quick.
No kiss?
Well, what's happening, big lad?
I'm in. And already have my first job to do.
Do you really want to talk in front of other people? You know what
Who's
I mean?
Who's starting now?
If you two are going to help me, you're going to have to learn to play nice with each other. Or I'll just have to get some other people instead.
Sorry?
What do you need us to do?
Can you drive this car?
I can drive any car.
No, you can't. No, she can't. This is my dad's car.
She's only going to drive it a wee bit, Soda, relax.
No way, Dinger.
Then I'll have to get somebody else. Do you know anyone else has a car, Joanne? Let you drive it?
Yes.
Okay. She can drive it a wee bit.
Good. We're sorted.
Do you want me to drive it now?
No. Later.
Tell us what's happening, Dinger. My nerves are wrecked. Fuck the last party, you convenient bastard! Work out of your bangle, you Shara pricks! Let's go, Soda! Let me do one more.
Can I get out of the car and do something?
I said let's go. What?
Fuck the pope!
That was awesome! awesome.
You're awesome too, Soda. Look at that bird.
I am an anti-coaster. I am an anti-coaster. Don't know what I want, but I know what it gets burning while your hearts are yearning. Though your lads are
this man needs immediate medical attention.
Private, send for the doctor.
I found two more men. They're badly wounded, and I managed to help them crawl and drag them as far as I could.
You should have come back for assistance, Lieutenant. How far away are they?
Not too far.
Ask for volunteers. Show them where to go. I need you here for the time being.
Captain, we're surrounded on three sides, and nobody's coming to help us. The situation is hopeless.
Did you find your friend?
No, but I found these three wounded men, and I...
Mara! Take cover there!
Are you okay, sir?
Yes. Make a place to one side for the injured. Get anybody with any medical experience to treat them.
But what about the wounded men in no man's land, sir?
I can't let you out there again.
I have to go. This was all for naught.
Listen to me. I thought you weren't coming back. I imagined the worst had happened to you, my friend. I need you here.
You wanted me to dig into my wells of courage. And now you're asking me to what? Be afraid again? You ask me to advance. You ask me to lay down my life. But do not ask me to leave those men out there when I know I have a duty to go out there and try and save them.
I need two volunteers to go with Lieutenant Cather to rescue two wounded men left behind in no man's land. Do I hear an aye?
Aye.
I suggest when you find them, place them here with the other wounded. And you can stay behind with them. Where's the doctor?
What do you mean, stay behind?
Where is the doctor?
The doctor was killed, sir.
Sandy, advance. We need to press on.
Why don't you sit down, Mrs. Bell, and I'll make us a nice cup of tea?
I was just about to make my lunch, actually.
Oh, I'll make lunch. You go into the living room and make yourselves comfortable. Sandwiches okay for everybody?
There's cheese and ham in the fridge, dear.
Make loads, Joanne.
She seems lovely, Eric.
She is. Sometimes. I'm taking her out on Friday night.
Where to?
The club.
You should stay away from that place, love.
What's wrong with our club?
You should take a nice girl to a nice place.
I can't afford to take her anywhere nice.
Does your mother not give you any pocket money?
I'm not a kid.
Here, take this and take that young girl somewhere that's not a club.
I can't take your money, Granny.
Well, then you can earn it.
Hi.
I'll think of something.
Start on these sandwiches while I pour out the tea.
Oh, that's lovely.
Is that all you made?
Don't be cheeky.
You should take her dancing.
He can't dance.
He can learn.
I could teach him a few of the old soda moves.
Oh, these were the only mugs I could find.
There's one sitting here with me.
More sandwiches, Joanne.
Here, Mrs. Bell. Dinger says you tell great stories about the UVF.
Not the UVF, you nutbucket. The 36th Ulster Division and the Battle of Somme. Can I show her the picture?
Of course you can.
It's the same thing. My daddy and my uncles talk about them all the time. One of my uncles even writes wee speeches for demonstrations and things.
I love them speeches.
What kind of demonstrations?
Anything the UVF are involved in.
Do you want to hear a story about the Somme or not?
Well, before I tell you anything about the Somme, I would need to explain that first of all, it's not a story. It's the truth. And secondly, and perhaps more importantly, the Ulster volunteers who fought against the Germans in a world war have nothing in common with the paramilitary rabble that terrorises their own communities these days.
What are you on about? They are the same.
Settle down, Soda.
Don't tell me to settle down. Tell her.
I'm not her. I'm his granny.
Well then, Dinger, tell your granny that the UVF of today are the same as the one she's talking about.
And they don't terrorise their own community.
If only that was true, sweetheart.
Maybe we should go.
It is true. And me and your grandson have joined it. Haven't we, Dinger? tell her.
That's enough. Let's go.
You can't let your granny say things like that, Dinger. What if she says this sort of thing to the wrong person?
Or the wrong person hears about it. That could fall back on us.
Or her.
I said let's go, Nye. Let's go.
I don't know why you're mad at me. It was your granny who was saying all that stuff.
First of all, Joanne, the UVF is an illegal organisation.
So?
And secondly, Soda, it's a secret organisation. Who else have you told about me joining it?
Nobody.
A thing I've hard to believe.
Hold on a fucking minute here, Dinger. Everybody we know already knows you're in it, so who could we tell?
Look, you two, head on. I'll see you later.
Wait, where are you going?
I have to go back and make sure she's all right.
You're going back to take her side.
Head on. Head on.
We need to do something about his granny, you know.
I know. It'd be a terrible thing if something bad happened to her.
Would it? I mean, if he's taken her side, then maybe my dad and my uncle have picked the wrong man for the job.
And maybe you have too. Ever thought about that?
She's not right for you, Eric, love.
Really? 2 minutes ago, you gave me money to take her dancing, but now she's not right for me.
I thought she was nice. She made the tea and sandwiches and she seems to like you enough. But that's what these people do.
What?
They con you. They can't help it. They put on an act to snare you, but they can only keep that act up for so long. If you want to know about romance, I have letters written from the front line during the battle, and these letters will break your heart, but they will also show you what real love is all about and what real sacrifice is.
You said the other day Captain Bell wasn't married.
I didn't say they were from him, did I?
Last chance to write to your sweethearts back home, man.
Can you write to your sweetheart? I thought it had to be your wife. I'm going to need another 10 minutes, sir.
Don't be dirty, you. You don't have 10 minutes.
How long do we have?
5.
Dearest mother, please do not worry about me. As I have been promoted to captain and have taken charge of one of the finest groups of men any officer has ever had the privilege of leading, I'm sure it will only be a matter of weeks until I come home and see you all again. Give my kindest regards to little Jackie and Ben, and please tell Evelyn not to wait for me. I love you. Eric.
Dear Betty, I miss you with all my heart and can't wait to see you again. I should be home in a month. Please tell the little ones Daddy misses them terribly and can't wait to see them. God bless you and keep you, my love.
Dear Rose, I hope you're keeping in good spirit. I miss you dreadfully. Today was cold, but served to remind me how warm your heart is. I saw a great deal of sadness today, but it made me think of the joy I feel when I'm with you.
And these men who wrote these letters, they didn't come home, did they?
No.
Fuck.
Nearly 200,000 young British men lost their lives in the first month of the Battle of the Somme.
I can't even imagine that. I thought a lot of people died in Saving Private Ryan, but...
There were no movies back then to warn them young men of what they faced when they signed up.
They had no idea what they were getting themselves into.
No, but you can't say that today, can you?
I wouldn't join the army these days, I can tell you that.
But you've joined something else, haven't you?
It's not the same.
No, it isn't. I've thought of something you can do for me.
What?
Go home and make it up with your mother.
How am I supposed to do that? She finds fault in everything I do.
Tell her you've made a terrible mistake and then go and tell whoever else you need to tell.
I can't do that.
You can. If you're half the man I think you are, you really can.
I'm in too deep. I've done things.
You have joined a secret organisation. But you don't know that a secret organisation started World War I by assassinating one person.
I thought it was because Hitler tried to take over the world.
That was World War II, Eric. What do they teach you in school these days?
Sorry,
I didn't learn any of this in school. I just saw war movies.
Well, World War One was started when a secret organisation assassinated Franz Ferdinand.
Franz Ferdinand's a Scottish rock singer?
Forget about that. Think about this. Why does a secret organisation exist?
I don't know.
Come on, son. They must be doing something wrong or illegal. Or at least they must believe in something they know is wrong. Or they wouldn't need to be secret, would they?
I have to go, Granny.
Are you coming back tomorrow?
I just wanted to hear some more stories.
I can tell you more tomorrow.
Look, I know you think the UVF are wrong or bad these days. Let me ask you something. Who else is doing anything for the Protestants of Ulster?
Plenty of people.
We're not allowed to march along roads. We've marched along for hundreds of years.
You've never marched anywhere, Eric.
It's not about me.
It is about you.
We're not allowed to fly the flag of our own country in our own country.
Has anybody ever stopped you flying your flag?
I'm not going to argue with you, Granny. Somebody has to do something before it gets worse.
How can it get worse? I'm trapped in my own wee bungalow every night.
You're not trapped.
I am. I'm petrified. I sit here every single night since these protests began and I wait praying that a bomb isn't going to blast through my window at any second.
That's never going to happen.
I lie in bed listening to young hooligans singing and yahooing at the top of their lungs way into the wee small hours. Sometimes it sounds like they're standing right outside my front door. Who is going to do anything for me, Eric?
This is for you. You just can't see it.
It's not, son. I don't want to put a flag up, and I don't think I would be able to march to the end of the street. This is just a nightmare for me and all my neighbours who are too afraid to say anything about it. In case that mob out there turns all their anger towards us, what happens then?
Stop saying things like that.
I'm sorry.
Nothing like that is ever going to happen. Sure, isn't there police outside your house protecting you?
Do you think that makes it okay then?
I have to go, Granny.
You're not coming back tomorrow, are you, Eric?
I might.
It's my turn to buy the buns.
Stop following me, Lieutenant.
You need to rest. I can't let this madness continue, sir.
Are you intending to stop the war?
No, just one madman.
Get back to your post at once!
You think you're invincible, Eric, but you're not. You can't take on the entire German line single-handed.
I have no intentions of doing any such thing.
In the middle of the battle, you stood up. You give away your position and you tossed a mortar into the German trench.
I made a decision.
The first time was an act of bravery. I will give you that. But the second, surely nothing more than insanity.
Given the opportunity, I would gladly do it a third time.
And that's precisely why I can't let you go out there again.
Don't push your luck, Lieutenant. Men! Prepare to attack on my word!
Eric?
You can stay and help the medical staff if you want, but I have men to lead!
Eric, please don't do this!
Hand me those mortars, Private!
Yes, sir!
Don't, Eric!
Are you ready to face hell with me again, son?
Yes, sir!
Let's go. Move on, man! Let's show these bastards how the men of Ulster fight and die!
Bloody foot, Eric! 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 Eric!
Friendship on that day, hurrah, hurrah. Their choice is precious, then display, hurrah, hurrah. And let each one perform some part to fill the joy the warrior's heart.
We'll all feel gay when
Johnny comes marching home again, hurrah, hurrah.
Fill more bottles, Joanne. Push the hankies into the top of them.
Did you see that wee lad getting hit with a water cannon?
Aye, it was awesome.
I wish I'd got it on my phone. Somebody is going to get a million hits if they got that right.
Soda!
What are you doing here?
Want to talk to yous?
If it's about Friday, don't worry about it. I'm going to be seeing somebody else.
Congratulations. But it isn't about Freddy.
Is it about that wee job we did? Because I haven't heard anybody say anything about it, but I saw it on the news.
Oh, it was brilliant on the news, listening to the tigs gurning.
They weren't tigs. They were a lance.
Same fucking thing.
That's not what I wanted to talk to you about anyway.
We're not talking, Dinger. We're rioting.
Is it about your granny?
Can I tell you something, Dinger? You know, most people say she copied that photograph off the internet, and that soldier's got nothing to do with you.
He's got the same name as me.
My cousin's called Gusty Spence, but guess what? Not related to him at all. But here, don't worry about it, Dinger, mate. Most people think your granny's just a nutcase.
Watch what you fucking say next.
What? I was only gonna say, but she's harmless.
My dad said that as well. He said she was just a sad and lonely old woman with nothing better to do than make up stories.
What do you mean? Your da said?
I told him what she said about the UVF and all.
Why did you do that?
Cause?
You shouldn't have done that.
She shouldn't have said those things then.
Well, go and tell your da this then, Joanne. Tell him I said you have to stay well away from me from now on. Tell him I said I don't want anything to do with you or any member of your family from now on.
What the fuck are you on about?
You deaf or just stick. I don't want you or any member of your family coming anywhere near me or any member of my family from now on.
Hey, don't talk to her like that, Dinger.
What'd you say to me?
I said don't talk to her like that. That's not nice.
Do you want
to
see something that nice? Yeah.
Get your hands off me.
Take him, soda.
Is this what it's called, Pig? Are you kidding? Soda?
What?
Oh, you're welcome to her.
What did you fucking say?
You know what? You're welcome to all of it. I don't want any of it anymore. And I tell you why. You've known my granny since we were wee. She lives in that wee bungalow. She's a Protestant for fuck's sake. She'd voted unionist her entire life, and look what's happening to her now. She's a prisoner in her own fucking house because of all this ratting.
Hey, we're doing the ratting.
Not anymore. I'm finished. I'm finished with all of it.
Fuck off, then.
My granny tells a story about the bravest man this country has ever seen. And that wee bitch runs straight round to tell her daughter because she thinks us doing this ratting is the same as what they did fighting in a fucking world war.
Don't call her a bitch, bitch.
You were calling her worse only a week ago.
What did you call me, Soda?
I never called you anything.
There's a brave man talking now.
I'm braver than you.
Yeah, he's braver than you.
You don't see me not ratting because my granny told me to.
Okay, you're braver than me. Then listen to this. If her daughter or one of his cronies sends somebody round to throw a petrol bomb through my granny's windies or something like that, I'm going to blame you. And I'm going to come straight round to your shithole of a flat. And we'll see how brave you are then, bitch.
I'll be waiting on you.
You could take him, Soda, couldn't you?
Oh, aye, of course. But here, do you think your da would let me have a gun?
Fuck's sake.
Gentlemen, please be quiet. My name is Captain Wilfred Spender, and I have a short statement that I intend to make, and perhaps there will be time for questions afterwards. The Ulster Division has lost more than half the men who attacked, and in doing so has sacrificed itself for the Empire, which has treated them none too well. The much-derided Ulster Volunteer Force has won a name which equals any in history. Their devotion, which no doubt has helped the advance elsewhere, deserved the gratitude of the British Empire. It is due to the memory of these brave fellows that their beloved province shall be fairly treated. I would look to add further this short statement of my thoughts at this moment in time. I am not an Ulsterman, but yesterday, the 1st of July, 1916, as I followed their amazing attack. I felt that I would rather be an Ulsterman than anything else in the world.
Shall come.